Our scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 10, and we are reading verse 16 up to verse 24. Luke chapter 10, verse 16 up to verse 24, a great passage. And you know, Jesus sent out 70 or 72 out to do the ministry, then they come back to him. And so I'll pick it from the place where they're coming back to Jesus. Luke chapter 10 from verse 16. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even demons submit to us in your name. He replied, this is very interesting. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Then verse 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Now that verse 19, I would like for us to read it together, but let's read it in first person. Make it first person. Let's read verse 19 together. I have been given authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Isn't that amazing? Now we go to verse 20. Let me read. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do. Then verse 22, all things have been committed to me, Jesus said, by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows the Father except who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. This is God's word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much that we can gather around your word. We know that the word is food for the soul. It's also light and a lamp unto our paths. And Father, as I bring it across in a way that we could share it today, I pray that you use me and also open our ears and our hearts to receive the word. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Amen. We may have our seats. We are blessed even as we get to God's word to host some guests who have come through Elizabeth Morioki, who is the General Secretary, Bible Society of Kenya. Elizabeth, if you'd stand, we appreciate you. Let's appreciate this great woman. Thank you very much. God bless you. And she's come with a team called Team Jesus, about 10, 12 of them, and they are visiting our country, traveling around and distributing Bibles. They have been to Machakos. They've also been to Limuru. And you're going to Migori and Kisi, Bible distribution, and also evangelism, and we appreciate this team. I'll ask the team to stand. They have come under Senior Pastor Brian Cullen. Would you just stand? We appreciate all of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, we thank God for each one of them. Yeah, they are from Louisiana, I understand, all the way across the oceans. Yes, God bless you. We're so happy to host you today. And also those who've joined us from several parts of the world, the people from the diaspora, and you're here, karibuni, karibuni sana. Pastor Ambrose, I just remember next week we're having guests from our sister church in Wheaton Bible Church in Chicago. The senior pastor and the team will be here. And so this week we are receiving guests, and next Sunday they're going to be with us. This month has been the month of open door declarations, Uplifted Kingdom Authority. Last Sunday, I shared on open door declarations, and today I share under the title Uplifted Kingdom Authority. Uplifted Kingdom Authority. And I'm inspired by the text we just read. We also did personalized one of the verses there because scripture can be scripture, and it becomes life when you make it first person. And we did personalize one of the scriptures, uplifted kingdom authority. I want to share under three areas. Number one, delegated authority. Number two, effective authority. And number three, accountable authority. Hallelujah. Yeah, delegated authority. Now we know that when God created man, he created him and her and gave them dominion. But over time, there was erosion of that authority. A lot of problems that are happening around the world today is because this authority, uplifted kingdom authority, has been eroded or has been lost. I've had a burden for the boy child and the burden for the male figures because God is calling us once again back to the place where we need to be, and that is the place of authority. But that's a subject for another day. From the beginning, therefore, it was God's intention that man would exercise authority on his behalf. And for that reason, then the world would have order and things would actually be organized. And so God trusted Adam and Eve with much. But somewhere along the way, because of sin and the fall of man, there was what I call the erosion of authority. But thank God through Jesus Christ, and we just had the Lord's table, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we now have the restoration of uplifted kingdom authority. And dare I say today that anyone who receives Jesus as Lord and Savior is refreshed anew, and the uplifted kingdom authority comes into their lives. Because the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? He's a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, the new has come. There is need for this uplifted kingdom authority in order to restore the glory of God. There is need for this kind of authority in our homes, on our streets, in our working places, and through the paths of our careers and journeys of life. And no wonder Jesus said, I am the gate. I am the gate. John chapter 10 verse 9. I am the gate. And whoever enters through me, will be saved. And will come in and also go out and find pasture. There is need for us to rediscover this authority again, so that in all those spaces where God has put us, all those platforms where we operate from, the authority of God shall be felt. And may I declare that the authority of the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. We look at the news, you read the newspapers, and sometimes you feel like the enemy's authority is superintending over the affairs of men. But let me say this, that from the beginning, that was not God's intention, and we need to see this authority, uplifted kingdom authority, coming back into the platforms and spaces where God has actually located us. And by sharing this message, that is my prayer, that is my invitation, that is my call, that we shall pray and we say, in first person, I have been given authority to trample over snakes and scorpions, and the power of the evil one shall not harm me in any way. And so, first of all, delegated authority. When there is delegated authority, you have to know who is the delegating authority. It's coming from where? Now, when you read Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, we understand very clearly from there. It's after Jesus has beaten the grave, the stone has been rolled, he's coming with power and authority, and he's addressing his disciples. These people, he has walked with them for about 3 years, but now he's speaking something very special to them. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Now, Jesus, not only has he taught them, he is now imparting authority. This is the uplifted kingdom authority. And it is very, very important that actually this happens. Now, that word authority carries two things. It carries permission and power. Permission and power. Those are two P's. Permission and power. Therefore, he was giving them permission to do the works of God, but he was also giving them their power to do the works of God. Let me say, permission without power doesn't go far. But I thank God for this permission and power that they are actually granted. God wants every person to do exploits. God wants every individual to succeed. And this authority, uplifted kingdom authority, is not just for a few like me or Pastor Ambrose and the ones who walk around with titles like apostle, like prophet, and those are great titles. No, it's not just for those ones, but it is for every believer. This impartation happening in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, we call it the Great Commission. That impartation is for every believer. It is not concentrated around where I'm standing. It is where you are. It is those who are watching online, right where you are. Those in Europe, America, South America, Asia, Australia, across Africa, and also around the country here. This impartation of the Great Commission has been released to every believer. And therefore, there is a need to execute the Great Commission. And at the end of time, of course, there'll be an accounting. And I'll be coming to that. And so Jesus comes to restore the authority we lost many years ago and bring us to a place where we can actually be effective and fruitful. And so there is a work to be done. There is much God wants done, but we need this uplifted kingdom authority. God picks us from nothing. He makes us something. From a place where we don't make any difference to a place we can make a lot of difference. And so in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, what Pastor Ambrose has given us for this year, let me just read this. After this I looked, and there before me was a door. And Pastor Kiniti has prayed using that word door. Was a door standing open. I thank God is open. I want to say there is a door open for somebody today. Are you connecting with that? If it was shut, I decree it open right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you've been stuck for so long, and God is saying, I open that door. A door standing open in heaven, and the voice I first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here. I like those words. Come up here, and I will show what must take place after this. Then acceleration. At once, this happened very quickly. In the spirit, there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. Go back to the verse that says at once. I think the verse before. Yes, at once. I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven. I want to say that God is able to pick someone from nothing and make them at once into something. Are you getting what I'm saying? He doesn't have to take a whole century to transform Africa. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to take a whole century to turn Africa around. It can happen overnight. It doesn't take 20 years to change an economy. God can transform it overnight. It doesn't take forever to cancel that debt and a miracle come in your direction. It can happen at once. And so he says, come up here. God is the elevator. God is the uplifter. And he takes ordinary vessels. He turns them into extraordinary vessels. And God is making an invitation and say, come up here. Now, the place that God is calling us to is a place of elevation. It is a place of authority. And it's a place of power. You know, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says the following. We are seated. Actually, that's what's happening right now for us who are believers. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. And I want you to know who you are so that when you deal with the situations of life and the circumstances of life, you approach them with the understanding and the knowledge of who you are. And the appreciation, therefore, of uplifted kingdom authority begins by knowing that it's already delegated. and Jesus has released it to us. You may have been nothing, but God has lifted you up and he has made you something. And that is why now you can say, I have uplifted kingdom authority. I want us to say it together. I have uplifted kingdom authority. The authority to do the extraordinary. There are all kinds of authorities, and they can achieve certain things. But this uplifted kingdom authority is authority that is able to help you, lead you to do the extraordinary. And so Jesus sent the 72, or the 70, the about 36 teams of twos, and they went into a marketplace, and it was a very challenging place, terrain, marketplace, and you know, dynamics of cities, like Nairobi, or neighborhoods, and you know what goes on there. And you find a place where the devil has run this way and run that way. That marriage is not working. This situation here is really very difficult. That workplace, people are just fighting one another. And he sends these teams, about 36 of them in twos, and they span out. And they go across with uplifted kingdom authority. He delegates that authority to them. And that's why that verse we read in first person, verse 19, that says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And so the disciples, like the way we are dispersed on a Sunday, like today after the service, we shall all go back to our places. They go to all these spaces, but now they have uplifted kingdom authority. Let me say, for you to do exploits and to do the supernatural, you need uplifted kingdom authority. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And this team, I'm sure you have seen, as you have traveled around and you have operated in this grace of service that comes through uplifted kingdom authority. And you just go out and in obedience. And you see what God is able to do. Let me say this, because of kingdom, uplifted kingdom authority, our scenarios at home will change. Amen. Our scenarios at the workplaces will change. Amen. The devil is not going to rule. We are the ones to reign because we are reigning with Christ in the heavenly places and in those spaces. But I must move on and say effective authority. Uplifted kingdom authority, effective authority. So the first one is acknowledge it, but the second one is exercise it. This authority has been granted so that we can exercise it. When David was facing Goliath, I thank God for the way he knew he had delegated authority from God, and he looked at Goliath the giant, and then of course you'd look at his God who has all power and authority. And he was able to say, you come against me with spear and javelin and sword, but I come to you against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. And then he put that stone in the sling, and under the anointing of that understanding, uplifted kingdom authority, bringing down giants, he unleashed that stone. And suddenly the Holy Spirit took over. That stone became a kingdom stone. And it found its way to the strategic spaces and places. And that's why I say, even as churches and organizations, let us draw strategy from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because some things we despise might be what is actually needed to make that difference. And you know what? Goliath, the whole infrastructure came down. You know? The whole infrastructure. It's an evil kingdom infrastructure. It was actually demolished and actually brought down by a stone from a young man. And that's why you hear me talking about young people. He was 17 years old. That's what David was, 17 years old. And he brought national deliverance, you know, national healing, national peace, coming from a young man who understands uplifted kingdom authority. Let me say, what matters is not your size. Hallelujah. You may be small. You may be big. You may be wide. You might be, what's the other one? Yeah, whatever structure, whatever shape. It's just the appreciation that uplifted kingdom authority is vested in me. I'm trusted with this. I will release it now. And David releases that in the form of a stone. And let me tell you, suddenly Goliath comes down. I am saying this week, Goliaths are coming down. Amen. Goliaths are coming down. Amen. Hallelujah. The Goliath of disease, when they went out and they began ministering under that anointing they had received, diseases, people were healed. Let me tell you, even demons took off. And I decree and declare this week, if there is a place demons have been hosted, their tenancy is broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. They can't stick there. And you know what? Once the tenancy is broken, that place has the fire of the Holy Spirit. They will never find their way back in that space, I declare, in Jesus' name. They went out and they started seeing manifestations. The people who are oppressed, deliverance actually happened. And those who are depressed, they were encouraged. Where marriages were breaking, they saw healing happen. And they come back to Jesus and they are very, very excited because of uplifted kingdom authority. Where the church is in the cities of Africa and also around the world, the authority of Jesus needs to be felt. In Nairobi, the authority of Jesus needs to be felt. In Matthew chapter 6, I believe verse 10, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." And we are the agents that go proclaiming the kingdom is near, the kingdom is here, and establishing the kingdom of God. Jeremiah 1 verse 10, there are five things that Jeremiah is appointed to do. And each one of us is appointed to unleash this kind of authority because that's the way God wanted it. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot. That's the first word. Kwa lugha, kwa Kiswahili tungesema nini? Kung'oa. I like it in Swahili. Swahili is a very good language. Kung'oa, yani, yes. Yeah. Those things, where they are hosted, they must come out. In Jesus' name. They must not define your days and define your destiny. They must not disrupt your life anymore, whatever that is. Whether it's even a sickness, our God is more than able to uproot, to tear down, to destroy. Look at that succession. Uproot, tear down, destroy. And then do what? Overthrow. Then do what? Build and plan. This is our mandate and uplifted kingdom authority. Hallelujah. And just like Jesus said in Luke 4 verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim, we can read it together, to proclaim good news to the poor. Let's go on. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free. Do you know what Jesus is talking about there himself? It's also upon you right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. This is the anointing and impartation that the Lord has actually released upon us. And so I just encourage us to prepare to exercise. These disciples went different directions. They exercised uplifted kingdom authority and they were amazed at the outcomes. So what God is waiting for is obedience. We know what we need to do. It's just simply go there, get there. Let's exercise this authority. You know, Jesus said, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in hospital, you visited me, and I was in prison. You came to say, can you see this authority going all over those spaces? And God is saying, I'm waiting for my servants to arrive on the other side. And no wonder the Bible says, beautiful are the feet of those who take the gospel, the good news, to the ends of the earth. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. Uplifted kingdom authority. And so, Pastor Ambrose, thank you very much for the theme of... I'm excited. This month, it's very exciting. Very exciting. And you should see, around my bed, I had like 7 books. The whole night, I was reading this one, I read that one, because the thread of authority, you know, and the power and the permission. The word permission took me on a path. The word power took me on a path. all coming from the word authority and branching out. And I was praying and saying, God, restore to us this kind of uplifted kingdom authority. Then the city of Nairobi will not be the same again. Hallelujah. Yeah, cannot be the same again. But finally, of course, accountable authority. In other words, report it. It is good to remain accountable. And let me say that authority has also its boundaries. There is no absolute freedom without boundaries. And sometimes when we function without accountability, abuse actually happens. And that is why you're finding right now, even on our YouTube, our media, we have all kinds of preachers who are doing crazy things. And you look at it and say, what is the basis of this? And what you end up seeing is human power more than divine power. And that is why it's always good to come back and report. Now, these people, the teams came back. They came back to Jesus. They gave a report. The report brought joy to Jesus, but also joy to them. And there was so much excitement. Jesus said, you guys don't even understand. I saw Satan fall like lightning. In other words, you have achieved so much, you even don't know. The little work you did from the kingdom perspective, from heaven's perspective, when you exercise uplifted kingdom authority, from heaven's perspective, heaven sees 100 years down the road. If you lead one person to Christ, just one person to Christ, heaven is so happy. You know why? Heaven sees 100 years, 200 years, 300 years down the road. And out of that one single seed, that one person who receives Jesus will come out a church. A family will be transformed. A nation will be changed. And sometimes we evaluate our work on the basis of the immediate returns. But Jesus looks kingdom. And they come, they give a report. And he's so excited. He can even see the end judgment of the devil being thrown in a bottomless pit. And he says, I have seen Satan fall like lightning. And I'm saying in our families and all those struggles we've been having, I declare them over because Satan is defeated in Jesus' name. He's defeated in Jesus' name. I decree the fall of Satan in the name of Jesus in your scenarios and your situations. Because Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. And therefore, may that deliverance, may that breakthrough, may that healing, may that thing you've been waiting for, may that delay that has been caused by forces of darkness be broken right now. May that yoke, may that stronghold be lifted now in Jesus' name. May you receive the victory that is yours in Jesus' name. The appraisal of heaven is different from the appraisal of man. Just leading one person to the Lord, God looks at it 200 years down the road, and he can see the bountiful harvest that actually comes from something like that. Uplifted kingdom authority reporting back. And Pastor Ambrose, I told the first service, I would like to remain accountable. Yeah, I'm accountable to Reverend Ambrose, the senior pastor here, and to the congregation, isn't it? And hold us accountable. Yes, some of those things we hear outside there should really not happen, you know, because they are more focused on people than Jesus Christ. I said in the first service, Pastor Ambrose, that our primary calling is to give way to Jesus. Yeah, just give way. Let Jesus have his way. Point the people to Christ. Let them see Jesus. And so reporting back keeps us accountable. And even remember Acts 17 verse 11, when Paul would preach, the believers who are in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they listened to what Paul was preaching. They went and checked and examined it. Our prayer is this, accountability. When you listen to the sermon I've preached here, you have the text, you have the outline, you have the thoughts I have shared. Go back through the week and simply keep checking whether everything is actually correct. I say this because in Africa we have a challenge, and all kinds of authorities have gone out there and they have arrogated themselves roles larger than they should be given, even within homes and within families, to the extent of determining these resources in this family should go in this direction or go that direction. And they are taking over people's lives. Let me say, there is only one Lord. There is only one King. And his name is Jesus. Let's give a hand to the Lord. Only one Lord and one King. And his name is Jesus. And so they come back and they give their report. And heaven is so happy. Pastor Ambrose, my prayer is that this every week as I give a report, that the heaven would actually be clapping and heaven would be so excited because of the work of this servant of God. Those who went to Mutomo, Kitui, Pastor, would you stand? Pastor Mashina and Pastor Edith and Joe, Deacon Joe, they went to Mutomo, Kitui, Friday and yesterday. And they went there to give wheelchairs and food and clothes, and they have done a great ministry. Together with the Mwangangi family, I think some of them are here. Yes, let's appreciate them. God bless you. And as soon as they got back, they had an initial report, and they posted it to me, Pastor Ambrose. I know it's coming over to you as well. And I looked and I said, hallelujah. I was imagining what God was saying. He must have been saying, yay, look at that. Hallelujah. And so these are champions of the kingdom. And they went to Mutomo, Kitui, with uplifted kingdom authority. They exercised the authority, and they came back, and they have given a report in real time. Why don't we appreciate this team? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. And young people growing up in homes, whatever, you know, come and share your day with someone. Come and share your day with your mentor. With your parent. That's the way you succeed. There is nothing as beautiful as the joy of a parent. When you come from school, you know, from school, you come home, you've gotten whatever you got, your awards, or probably even no awards, and you come, you have had your day in school, and you come look for daddy or mommy or your guardian or your mentor or your coach, and you tell them, let me tell you how my day has been. I'm telling you, there's something you plug into in the life of a guardian, a coach, a mentor, and a parent. There's just something. And Ambassador, you'll agree with me. Yeah? There's just something so beautiful when you come back and you say, daddy, mommy, brother, sister, this is how my day is going. This is how my month has been. This is how my first quarter has gone. There's just something. And then you share in the joy of celebrating what the Lord has actually done. And I pray especially for the boy child, and the male figure, as authority comes back, is restored in our lives, that we don't just function anyhowly, because there must be a reporting place. And the best reporting place is home. Yes, for those who are married, come to your spouse, come to your wife, and say, honey, I want you to understand, I left about a week ago, and day one was like this. Day two was, you keep a log. And if possible, even when you are far, take your phone. And in real time, make the returns. Can you imagine when your honey is saying, oh, glory, hallelujah, and ticking every point and saying, cool, that's my husband. God bless you. And vice versa also. You know, the other way around. Wives, when you go, don't just, you know, report back. And report in real time. There's so much joy. Bring this report to the family dinner table with the children gathered around all of you there. And you begin to say, look at what the Lord has done. You know, uplifted kingdom authority achieves much. But that report must be shared. The testimony of uplifted kingdom authority belongs to the nations. And also to the kingdom. And therefore, we must give each other an opportunity to rejoice and be happy when we come together and we say, see what the Lord has done. This week, I've had the occasion, last Sunday, I talked about miracles every day. So I had something to share with my children because on Tuesday, just before Valentine, I don't know how your Valentine day went, but looking around, I think it went well. Imagine. How did it go? Yes, okay. Those in the pavilion and also following online, I want to believe you celebrated love in one way or the other, and especially God's love for the nations. So Tuesday morning, Pastor Ambrose, I come in here, and a vehicle I lost when Obama was in Kenya. I think that was 7 years or something. Yeah, a vehicle that disappeared from the parking lot because somebody who used to service it picked it as usual and went to service it, but it never came back. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Tuesday morning, it was brought and parked somewhere there. Yeah, Tuesday. Hallelujah. And you know, we serve a miracle. When we declare things from here, a miracle-working God. Right now, it's parked outside my house. It is there, and I thank God. About 7 years of being wherever, I never met that gentleman, but I think Akina Joel must have met him, the security guards. We've not talked on phone at all, but my car is back. Hallelujah. My car is back. God is restoring what the enemy and the grasshoppers has actually eaten over the years. He is a God of restoration and healing. But number two, I was called somewhere Tamarind Langata Road, Tamarind Tree. Yes, a hotel. And I get there in the midst of many things that I was involved in. And this family, they give me those checks are called what? Bankers checks, yes. Bankers checks. And they say, just deposit them in the university of your daughter. She can be drawing from there. That's the other miracle that happened on Tuesday. Then the same day, I had paid some shares for some land and then kind of forgot about it. I thought it was lost. But then I am called by a leader from Kajiado and tells me, Pastor, your title deeds are ready. Glory to God. Uplifted kingdom authority. We declare even the things that are lost, they are coming back. Amen. In Jesus' name. And then I had a chance to have a meeting with my children. First of all, I went to the car there, had a picture taken of me next to the car. I posted the picture to our WhatsApp, my family WhatsApp group. You should have seen the emojis. Those ones of running, those ones of celebration. It was very, very exciting. And therefore, as we apply this authority, we shall do exploits. As we see the exploits, we shall gather and share these exploits. And all the glory shall go back to God. Hallelujah. All the glory going back to God. And therefore, I'm just about to pray and prepare yourself, because I'm praying that this uplifted kingdom authority be restored in its entirety. But secondly, I'm praying that you be obedient, that as the Lord leads you out from here, like those disciples in Luke chapter 10, who are sent out, just go and release it. Just go and exercise it. Just go and decree. Just go and declare. Just go and pray. And when you've done it, remember to call a small group, gathering somewhere, maybe in your home, and just simply share what the Lord has done. Let's all stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what is illustrated and demonstrated in Luke chapter 10, that heaven can trust ordinary people with uplifted kingdom authority, and that heaven can commission and release ordinary people to go into the marketplace and exercise that uplifted kingdom authority. And thirdly, that heaven can celebrate the harvest and the outcomes of the exercise of uplifted kingdom authority. And therefore, Lord, as I pray with that consciousness, that my God, you are trusting us afresh with uplifted kingdom authority. And therefore, we acknowledge that you have released authority upon every one of us, not some of us, every one of us. And that that authority is not ordinary authority. It is uplifted kingdom authority. My God, I thank you for that acknowledgement. And now, Father, my Father, I pray that you'll cause us to receive a refreshment of uplifted kingdom authority. And that's why I pray, Holy Spirit, like it was at Pentecost, have your way. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. My God, Peter and the others were ordinary people. They were unschooled, but the kingdom authority descended upon them. They could address the Sanhedrin, they could address the cripples, and address the sick people and the possessed people in the book of Acts. And God, we see manifestations throughout the book of Acts. Thank you, my God, that you are doing it afresh and anew in the 21st century, here in Nairobi, here in this congregation. And there is somebody following online, Pavilion, and even here, who is saying, Pastor, I need that. I need an impartation and a fresh one of the uplifted kingdom authority. My God, I thank you for what you're doing, because it comes like rain. It comes like showers descending upon to those who desire this kind of authority. My God, I thank you for what you're doing, because revival is about to break out. And this revival coming from Nairobi will go south, will go north, will go east, will go west. And Nairobi becomes the epicenter of this last thrust of the gospel and the kingdom, as revival is set off, and beginning with Parklands Baptist Church. And today, my God, I invite, you are the gate and it is open. That door is open. Lord, I invite uplifted kingdom authority to be poured like rain among us, and that God, everyone receives right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray especially for men, heads of families. May that authority be restored once again. But my God, even as I pray for this authority, I pray for those effectual open doors. Like 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, Paul said there was an effectual open door for me. My God, open those doors, open those gates, that we may go through them. Some of them are in the middle of Russia. Others are open someplace in Thailand. Or others are open in Australia. Others are open in South America. And others in North America and other Europe and all across Africa. My God, there is, for every release of unction and impartation of uplifted kingdom authority, there is a door. There is a reason. There is a door. And my God, I know that you have prepared these doors. And God, as we leave this place, I pray you give us the courage, like you gave Joshua, to exercise our mandate, to exercise our kingdom mandate. Exercise it without fear. It is needed in the hospitals, in the prisons, in the schools. Lord, it's needed in the streets, in the businesses, in the workplaces, in the industrial sections. It's needed in the agricultural areas, in the rurals, in the valleys, and up the hills. Lord, this authority is needed like never before. And God, somebody needs healing, and we are carrying it. Each one of we are carrying it. My God, hasten us. There is no time to waste. It's an urgent call. It's an urgent task. Somebody somewhere needs you. Somebody somewhere needs the release of this uplifted authority. Yes, somebody needs it somewhere. Father, thank you. And I pray that we shall not hold it. Lord, that we shall release it with courage and boldness. But finally, oh God, I know we shall come with testimonies, just like those disciples in Luke chapter 10. We shall not wait to come and share with joy what we have seen. Lord, give somebody a testimony. And I pray, Lord, we shall be gathered in churches, in neighborhoods. I see it prophetically. In homes, I see groups gathered, receiving reports and receiving testimonies. I see them singing and shouting. and celebrating. I see the joy of heaven, and I see the joy return in our hearts, even as we reach out and go to the ends of the earth and do the bidding for the Lord. And for this reason, the sick are getting healed. The oppressed are being delivered. Those in prisons are getting set free. Those who don't have direction, they are finding direction. Alignments are happening. And above all, I see Satan fall like lightning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And therefore, there is one kingdom that will reign and must reign this week and this coming week. And it's the uplifted kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We call forth that kingdom into every space. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And Lord, that is our prayer. And therefore, take what we are, take who we are, just as we are, wherever you post us. And God, restore this authority and use us greatly for your glory. Because we've prayed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say,
amen.
Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. We can lift our hands to God. I declare you are blessed on Monday. You are blessed on Tuesday. You are blessed on Wednesday. You are blessed on Thursday. You are blessed on Friday. You are blessed on Saturday. You are blessed this coming Sunday. And the devil can do nothing about that declaration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And this coming Sunday, you are coming back with a testimony. This young generation, Eli, come up here. I commission you in Jesus' name. Eli, you are how many years old?
I turned 17 on Valentine's Day.
All right. He turned 17 on. Did you get it? He turned 17 on Valentine. Let's give a hand to the Lord and appreciate this young man. And that message I have preached as a point of contact with the young generation of Africa, I release it into your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Thank you. May have your seat. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Have a good Sunday. Shalom.